For veterans coming back from recent wars in the Middle East, up to 20% are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. And Ivano Rodriguez is one of them. He was born in Ecuador and served 8 years as a United States Marine, and was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder in 2011 after serving as an infantryman in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars.
I knew the risks because everybody knows there's a risk when you sign that dotted line.
Ivano has a green card. That is, he's a legal permanent resident, but he's not a citizen. As a child, Ivano spent his time between Ecuador and the United States. He is now 32 and has settled in Virginia. But despite his years of service in the U.S. military, Ivano is currently fighting deportation. And he's not the only one. There's no hard number for how many veterans have faced deportation or have been deported, but their numbers have been on the rise ever since former President Bill Clinton signed the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act of 1996. Part of that act was an expanded definition of crimes that made someone eligible for deportation. While people could already be deported for things like murder, this expansion in 1996 added crimes that carry a sentence longer than 1 year, and as well added crimes related to the vague term of moral turpitude. For some people, like Ivano Rodriguez, deportation can happen for very minor crimes. Producer Julia Alsop caught up with the veteran after his day in immigration court.
After graduating from high school in Virginia, Ivano Rodriguez longed for adventure.
What I was looking for was a challenge to myself. Could I really do it?
He didn't want to jump straight into college. Instead, Ivano signed up for the Marines Reserve Corps, an 8-year contract that placed him as an active duty infantryman for 6 years and on reserve for 2.
The hardest thing in boot camp, not the physical, our bodies can take a lot. It was the mental aspect of it.
Right after boot camp ended in 2006, Ivano's unit was deployed. He headed to Iraq.
I wanted to do good. I wanted to go help out the people in Iraq and Afghanistan if I was able to.
After Ivano came home, he settled into studying information technology at Virginia Tech. Then in 2009, he was called for duty again, this time to Afghanistan.
And Afghanistan was a different beast, let's say. And as an infantryman, that meant being in the ground and being more involved with the missions.
One of the missions took his platoon down south, near the Pakistani border, to an area with heavy Taliban influence. His platoon was charged with taking over and patrolling a village bazaar. The situation was tense, and then
we got hit by a suicide bomber. We lost 3 people and lost 3 others through injury.
In the midst of it all, his training took over.
You know, you can't feel sad or depressed because of what happened. You have to understand that these things are part of war. So you just got to man up and keep on doing your job.
The attack left its mark on Ivano. 6 men down, his platoon of 25 was no longer combat effective. They left the bazaar, Afghanistan, and the war behind. Ivano returned to Virginia and enrolled in the Art Institute of Washington. But his dreams kept him up at night.
I would always question myself, why me? Why not him? You know, how am I better than these guys that passed away? And you start questioning, like, what did these guys die for? What? And, dude, it's crazy that you can question this, and you'll go crazy if you do, because the answer's not there.
Ivano couldn't focus on his studies. He contacted a mental health specialist at the Veterans Association and was diagnosed with PTSD.
They pushed all these antidepressant drugs and painkillers and anti-dreaming drugs, and it was like a candy shop.
It didn't help. Ivano feared for his future.
I would hear so many statistics of Marines and infantry men killing themselves. It would be like 22 a day or something insane like that. And I was just, I don't want to be part of the statistics. I wouldn't never want to escape that way.
He suspected his troubles had something to do with the antidepressants
that bring in suicidal thoughts and get you more depressed.
He looked for other ways to heal.
I like to talk about it, and it's a way of therapy for me.
And he began to self-medicate.
The cannabis helped a lot.
He's not alone. It's something doctors have taken note of.
A lot of veterans with PTSD were similarly using marijuana to cope.
Dr. Marcel Bonn-Miller is a medical researcher who works with veterans.
And what we then did is kind of narrowed it in to try to figure out specifically what they're coping with. And that's where we, you know, sleep kind of emerged as a primary motivating factor.
It was hard to sleep. I would have recurring dreams of the same event. And it would be like I was trying to save somebody, but he was too far away.
But that didn't happen when he smoked a joint before bed.
It's crazy how much it has changed and uplifted my life in general.
Medical marijuana as a treatment for PTSD is accepted in 14 states, but it's not legal in Ivana's home state of Virginia. And that's landed him in trouble.
I don't have a bad criminal record or a violent record. It's just possession of marijuana that now is helping me.
Ivana has 4 minor charges for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, misdemeanors. Then last year, he was stopped by customs after returning from a trip to Ecuador. His misdemeanors flagged him for possible deportation. All of a sudden, he had to defend his right to stay in the country, go through immigration proceedings, and talk to a judge.
Being handcuffed and detained in JFK, looking, just staring at a wall and trying to put the pieces together. It's like, what have I done to this country? Why am I being treated this way? Like, I'm so lucky to be alive, and now I'm in this situation where I have to prove to you guys that, yo, don't kick me out. I love United States. This is my home. Like, I've sacrificed so much for this place.
The irony, he says, is the reason he's up for deportation is directly related to his military service, needing to smoke pot to get to sleep.
I swore an oath to the Constitution. Is that not enough?
Our thanks to producer Julia Alsop. We heard from Ivano's lawyer after reporting this story that Ivano's deportation case in immigration court was actually terminated without prejudice, which is really rare. In fact, the first time that his lawyer has ever seen that happen.